have on this?
Should be mine. Get two here, fine.
Do you have them? Do you have them, I mean, Lyman's?
Yeah.
Ms. Lyons, the Honorable Bailey Miller will be conducting your hearing this morning. His will be the next voice that you hear, okay?
Okay.
Sorry about that, I'm a little disorganized this morning. Okay, ma'am, you're appearing for the Avon Board of Deputy Clemson's only reference to your community supervision revocation. Will you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Rachel Marianne Lyons, 291286.
Thank you. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting the hearing this morning. The gentleman standing up is the Honorable Michael Johnson. I don't know whether he's a vet or not, but he's our technical advisor today. And seated on there is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified you had to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in at this time, so to get this time, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or will you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, here we'll be conducting two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated, and if they've been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, we're going to do a little bit of one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, I guess number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer at the Mesa Regional Parole Office, 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite Number 211 in Mesa, Arizona, by 9:30 a.m. the following day after your release, on or about April 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were established in supervision. So that's true or false, ma'am?
That's true.
Thank you. Okay, based on the admission of Ms. Lyons, I'm going to move the final suit because she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have a lapse or about a lapse in the current wage or the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Johnson and agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, we're going to go into phase two in a minute, but before we do that, Mr. Turner's going to give us some information, some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Ms. Lyons was released from ADC custody on 4-16-2018 and arrested on 6-27-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She's returned back to ADC custody on 6-27-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-26-2018 with 72 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2011, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2013, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No SCD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 241 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with finding noted. Other arrest, 2011, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G1, V1.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Ms. Lyons, I'm going to go over the summary of your Case supervision, there's not a whole lot here because you can never report it in for intake. You were supposed to go to the House of Hope at 610 South Stately Drive in Mesa. And this is for 2018. CCO Bernard called the House of Hope and was advised that you had not established residence. The last known address was 948 West Bowen, Shire Apartment, 133 in Phoenix, Arizona. So, when you were released, where did you go?
I went to go see my boyfriend.
Okay. So, you had been in 2014, not too awful long ago, you had a similar release and you had scouted for 241 days. I'm mad you got in trouble for that. So why is it so much more important to go see your boyfriend than it is to report to you with a probation officer or parole officer so that you don't get arrested and put back in jail?
My father-in-law had a stroke.
Pardon me?
My father-in-law had a stroke and that's when I went to the scene.
Okay, well, let me see if my fellow board members have any other questions at this time.
Ms. Rittenhouse?
Where was your boyfriend's house? Where did your boyfriend live?
I don't know. I met him at the park, and he told me that he had their new residence.
But what city? What city is it in?
In Phoenix.
Oh, it's in Phoenix. Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr.
Okay, now we're nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to be running a discussion about determination in a couple of minutes, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think might be pertinent to our decision, but we ask that you don't cover information we've already talked about, okay?
Okay. I just would like to say that I apologize for wasting your time. I think I want to stay here until October 26th to finish my time out. I popped up for the basketball program, and I think that I would benefit from that before I got out.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. The board's going to go to discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a decision. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, remain silent, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're moving on to discussion. Well, see, Ms. Lyons has trouble understanding rules and setting priorities. At least she wasn't arrested for some new criminal charges. With 72 abscond days, the previous abscond, which was a long time. And the other day, even she said she's in a program that would probably help him, so at this time I don't see a good candidate for return to community supervision. But I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay. So based on all the information in board number 2018W1220, Ms. Lyons' testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Ms. Lyons as she was delinquent. Violated the terms and conditions of supervision and her lapse or without lapse in the criminal rates or recovery.
Second.
Great.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. When you said you were in a program there, which you think will help you, and it sounds like that might be a real good thing for you, is get whatever program you can and make yourself a really good plan, because when you are released in October, you're not going to have to report to a PO. So you go out there and do pretty much anything you want, but try not to go out there and do anything bad and end up in that level you weren't shooting in. Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck, and this is what you're hearing. Would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Thank you.